Anya Kamenetz is the author of the book Generation Debt and currently writes for Fast Company magazine. WMNF asked her today about why it's taking Congress so long to begin addressing credit card issuers aggressively raising borrowers' credit card rates.
Obviously, there's been noises about controlling some of the egregious practices of the credit card industry. The FTC has actually already moved to regulate some of these most egregious practices, but it has not gone into effect and is not scheduled to go into effect until next summer. And so this legislative noise does seem a little bit, you know, maybe it's pressing the political advantage, right, because the banks are in the news, and maybe this is the time that we can really kind of call them to task for these practices.
Now, pick up on that. What has happened, what actually hasn't gone into effect yet?
Well, it's a lot of these fine print things that people, that they invent, you know, they've been inventing over the last decade or so. So you have things like double cycle billing, which, you know, let's say that you pay off $90 of a $100 balance. Well, you're going to be charged interest on the entire balance if you carry it over to the next month, the entire $100, even though you already paid off most of it. Moving on from, you know, universal default is probably one of the most widely lamented practices, which is, you know, anytime you have any kind of smirch on your credit record, it doesn't matter if it's that credit card, they reserve the right to then raise your interest rates. And then, of course, there's the ever-loved anytime for any reason, which is the clause that says that, you know, anything that they really come up with that they want to increase your credit interest rate, they can go ahead and do it.
Now, card insurers have been talking about saying that the rates consumers pay on credit cards are tied to their risk. They say that they can't raise rates on the consumers who become riskier. They'll have to pass that along the cost to everyone. Is that really accurate?
Well, the problem with saying that it's a risk-based pricing model is just like your insurance company, you know, they're not allowed to change the rates retroactively after you get into an accident. The risk-based pricing model means that they look at your, you know, you're supposed to look at your profile before they give you the card, and that's not really what they've been doing. They've been sending out solicitations indiscriminately to all types of customers, including, you know, very young students who have no credit records at all. And then once you get into trouble, then they reserve the right to raise your level. Well, that's not really a risk at all. That's closing the barn door after the animals have run out.
Indeed. Now, Anya, you're the author, of course, of the book Generation Debt that looked at the debt that young people have accumulated and are dealing with in this current situation. And that actually came out a couple years ago. I'm wondering, is the situation better or worse for young people regarding debt right now?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, in the brute amounts, you know, things have gotten worse. The student loan average balance has gone up. Credit card defaults are going up. But I think in the long run, this is actually a necessary corrective. So the idea that, you know, credit is becoming less available and young people are becoming more aware of the dangers of credit, I think is actually a very good thing.